get started. So I'm Aliyah Arami, and this is going to be a team-led endeavor. In fact, everyone here is going to be their own a leader in several senses. So Anna Abetz will be working with me, and Rainer von Leoprechting will be working with us, and George, where'd you go? Over there, George Pure will be part of this. We've designed and designed and planned, and then we're letting go and allowing the emergent moment. So we do have a plan, though. We will be giving you an overview, and then we'll do a meditation. There'll be a three parts of a ProAction Cafe, and then we'll end with some music to bring closure to the entire track. I love being here because most of you are my good friends now, and those who are new are welcome. This is a space of friendliness and co-creating and inspiration and action. So the focus is going to be, the purpose of this is that you will leave with the ability to give and receive support in a new way and with some actual people that you will be able to go forward with to create next steps. So are there any questions at this point? Okay. Let's just move right into I wanted to give an overview of the ProAction Cafe. We were going to introduce the actual steps now so that when we get into the flow, we won't have to stop and listen to instructions, or they'll at least be familiar when we get them. So would you like to describe the steps?
Yeah, the first steps will be a meditative moment for you to come to what was the sparks of the future that you already met in the last days, and that you would, where you feel like they will be wanting to be amplified by your own engagement. And so much engaging that you might even invite a few of the friends here to co-engage with you. So we will hear some of those sparks shared by your own individual voices in your own individual shapes. And if your sparks comes through you and you want to invite others, kind of a bit inspired by Frédéric Laloux's message from this morning, then you can do that. We have up to 6 places where people can share their bursting spark so that the fire can get stronger. Everybody else, you can play this in the second role, which is to come, contribute, share your co-engagement, be it with provoking questions that nobody has ever dared asking, or by bringing concrete proposals and resources to the table, or by co-initiating and feeling like, oh, this is something I want to do with you, or I want to do the same where I am, and let's stay connected. All these sort of arrangements and commitments and many more are all possible. So this will happen over 3 rounds. So it's an adaptation of a World Café format, and each round will have their own modality. So the first round will help to really understand what is the deeper quest, what is the spark truly, what is the fire that spark is coming from, and what is the fire that it wants to lighten. The second round will be to explore everything that's missing so far, so that what we don't know and what we don't have yet becomes our store, where we can get all the supplies and every ingredients necessary to make this a really great fire. And we will, of course, close towards seeing what's concrete, elegant action. So beauty will be our guidance here. What is grace? How can it be graceful, not hard, not heavy, not work-related, but how can it happen by itself? So we will close a round with this. Among the rounds, people change from one place to another. So our tables are here around the wall. So as we don't have other tables, And three are here at the windows. So if later you will choose to take one of those spots, you can just go there, stand there, and then people can, we can sit in a circle of chairs also around. You don't need to be for a whole hour standing or something like that. But the idea is that these flip charts become like your tablecloth. You can scribble and doodle and jot down the jewels of your conversation. And you can all do it, not just one needs to be the scribe. This is about really to be in a co-creative flow and just let things come. And after that, we will come together back in this circle. And how that then works, we will explain then. That is far enough away from here.
Thank you. So let's begin to... how many heard Lalu's presentation, his video just a little while ago? Okay, some did, some didn't. Okay. Well, we'll just put our feet on the floor, relax. This is a time now to just settle in. Perhaps one of the rare times of stillness in the last few days. And the question is, how deeply can you let your body relax? How much can you let your jaw relax? How supported can you feel by your chair? And as you turn your attention to your heart, look around in your heart for the memory of what experience in the last days here, in these days together in the conference, what experience stands out for you as being the most beautiful, the most energizing, the most inspiring? Just allow yourself to be in that feeling, that memory. Explore it. Savor it. Experience your gratitude for it. How blessed you feel for having that experience. And perhaps that experience was simply an affirmation for you. Perhaps it was a connection that holds the flavor of an emergent future, but nothing that you can touch yet. But perhaps it's an emerging future that's starting to really light up your heart. Maybe you came in with it and the fire is burning more brightly now. Did you feel some support flowing from others? Did you feel the desire for asking for support? So what emerging future is burning so brightly in you that you absolutely know that you will walk out this door and gather people or more people, engage in actions or more actions, form a team, name your project, and actually carry it forward. So whatever is lighting up your heart right now, let it radiate into the space that we share here together. Let it simply radiate. So that it perhaps swirls around in the middle and then splashes all over all of us. It might even burn so brightly that we could call it a movement or the beginnings of a movement that would join with others that are lighting up this world. So what would give your inspiration, your project, your plan, more breath, more legs, more life? What would help it form and take shape and have power and influence in the world? Those of us here can set our intention that all of us leave with more support, whatever degree of support that is. For the overarching evolutionary purpose, if you will, whether we call it a better world or a kinder world or a more human workplace. If we go deeply enough into ourselves, we discover that there's some universal shared purpose that we all sense, even if we can't put it fully into words. So, we're going to slowly and gently return our attention back into our own heart and see how strongly that fire is burning and whether it wants to burst forth into the space here as saying, I want to be one of those 6 or 8 hosts gathering to me support, advice, an advice process, an advice team, and learning how to give and receive advice. So I invite you to check, and in a few moments we'll ask for those who feel inspired and called to share and begin to gather their team for this World Cafe process, this pro-action learning process, inquiry. So I invite you to simply add to your awareness at this time more of this time and place, this space, these people, your chair, your body, your breath. If your eyes are closed, you can slowly and gently open your eyes and be fully here and now.
is another microphone.
Yeah, I'm giving mine. It doesn't matter. After.
In English, we have the words community and communion and society and organization. We could imagine this as an axis. In German, we have Gemeinschaft and Gesellschaft. Again, an axis. Perhaps an axis between the lower left and the lower right. The question is how to have this axis, given modernity's impact on the community and communion side, how do we engage this axis in a more future-enhancing way? My colleagues and I have tried to do this at a university that's been going for about 25 years. And it's been a very painful and difficult process. We're continuing to do it. We're getting better at it. And from time to time, it looks like we're not getting better at it. So there seems to be these spikes or crises. So a few of us are gathering over the next few days to consider the future of Enlivening Edge. And we might benefit from a consideration of this axis for that purpose as well.
Great. Choose a spot where people will join you.
We'll ride the wave
right here.
Will
be right here behind me.
Okay. All right.
That was.
Let us have your name first. Those who don't know you can have your name.
Okay, my name is Ola. I experienced this morning in these 2 hours exactly what Frederick was talking about. I'm sitting there, and while I listen to Tom and Elizabeth, and then Terry, and then Frederick, basically the outline for a book appeared. And I basically walked out of any kind of organizational things like when I was 25. And I've been going the lonely wolf as an entertainer, as a DJ. I stand here and I guide what you are going to do down there. But to go into any kind of corporation has been so fucking scary, actually. And then someone of you said on stage something that was going like, okay, if the whole thing is about updating consciousness, updating my consciousness, is already now, whatever this book project is, if it's going to be a real thing, power went away. It's going to be some kind of co-creation. And with Frederick's words, evolutionary purpose, what came was like, yes, it's like a koan. You know, like, or to put it even more clear, from the past towards the future, an update to from now to the future, which is the koan. The sky.
Great, thank you. Is anyone else erupting with a project that just has to go into this space?
Wait, I just go by impulse in this way.
thank you. Raimund Fissmer, Integral Europe. You have already heard about this, but I am really excited in the process. We had two meetings here now, launching this process, and it really seems to take off, to take to the road. And I'm just eager to collect some more perspectives on this, because we are right at the start. In the short term, well, Integral Europe, it was presented, well, the basic idea is to form an organization that is constantly working, not only as a conference every 2 years, but in between, building the networking of Europe and perhaps beyond of the integral community in different ways, in different expressions, but as an ongoing, stable container for this. So, thanks.
Okay.
Just so I can okay. check your political influence, right?
Yes.
I'm sure George is bursting. We'll get to you as soon as we can. George, over here.
I'm George Poor, and I'm a serial evolutionary entrepreneur. That means that I'm focusing on the edge. What is missing? What is missing for moving the edge of the movements for civilization renewal forward? From that impulse, 3 years ago I started Enlivening Edge. 1 year ago started the Teal Organization's mapping projects. I'm still involved with both, and I'm looking for the next edge, what I see missing. And a couple of months ago, I started working on the concept and the prototype of transformative communities of practice. And more recently, what I see, I'm still involved with, of course, and what I see presently the missing, where I would like to focus on this in this circle, is something that I call the next stage news, because Enlivening Edge became a serious go-to place for long-form journalism, articles, and I think that the movement also needs a more rapid response. What are the news emerging from the field? So Gandhi said that if you want a social movement, you need to have a newspaper. So I'm thinking of something like that, next stage news. And Frederick mentioned that you need to look for your team. Who is your core team? So I have some ideas. I have more opening for a lot of questions from you. And I'm also looking for who are people who have an inkling for movement journalism and a little bit of an ecosystem catalyst kind of thinking. Right there. If that.
Yep, that's fine. By Jean-Paul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Frederick talked about courage, and this is about facing the fear without being afraid of the fear. And my experience through this whole conference was exactly that, and embodying the role of the fear. getting that difference when I'm afraid of myself. I cannot make a difference, and being fear as an energy, wanting to empower, but you have to face me when to be empowered. And I don't have a project like that, but to really get to that, what is it? Because we are all facing the fear, the edge. And I just want to give my input and get how can we just be with that, and maybe it's influencing the others. And I'm a little bit torn apart because I have an appointment who didn't show up, and so I pick a spot where people ponder on that. This one. And maybe I'm here, maybe I need to go, but just that input.
My name is Mark. It's the first time I'm in this teal space. So I was just following when I heard you speak. I didn't think I would go here, but when I heard you speak, I thought something is ringing a bell in me. To make it short, I have the feeling 15 years of my of my life, I'm hiding, and now it's the time to showing up. I think I can bring into the world a lot of embodying power. Very inspiring. I did a presentation here on the body, and my project would be how to embody the change you want to be. I'm not so good. I mean, I like thinking and reasoning, but I want to go more into the body. I think if we could live the concepts in the body, the place would be a better place. Exactly. I will take this spot.
Hi, I'm Eric, and during the opening session for the Teal Track, we took up the invitation to form an action learning group in the morning, and we had four or five, it varied a little bit, but we've decided we want to continue after the conference, so we're going to continue, and my project would be to gather advice and input and to turn that into a template that could be used by other groups that are interested in doing that. And so so that's what the project is to talk about how to do that and make it more available to the people who are connected with Enlivening Edge in some way.
Yes, we can use that corner back there, I think.
Yeah, what I feel called to and have been called to, feel called to for quite some time is addressing or reinventing the health and social care systems. And I'm working in it, but at the same time, I feel when the health and social care systems that's part of all of us starts to transform, it will also transform the assumptions, because we can't transform it without transforming our assumptions and the assumptions of in the general population of what health is really about. and how it can be co-created, and what are the structures that are the enabling conditions for health to become co-created by communities and the health service professionals, how to collaborate in a new way. And so, yes, that's where my interest and energy is. And I've got one ally and collaborator here, is Jane. And there have been other people who I've made contact here in the conference who are not here, but who are interested to sense into and do something more globally, not just for the UK. Yeah, so that's it. Yeah, but somebody already took it. okay. I can move one of these ones and just... Oh, yeah, but I just take the flip chart. Yeah, good idea.
So, logistically, our image is that you will move your chairs and form a semicircle of the people interested around each... flip chart, and there, Rainer will remind us of the specific questions.
And a bit of the logistics, because this is cafe style, so there is a maximum number of seats for each spot, which is 4. So ensure there are never more than 4 people there in a given round. So if your heart is beating hard, you want to be at this spot, for instance, there are already 4 people, just make a note and go back in the second round. As we have 3 rounds in total, you will be sure to have a spot at the project we really want to contribute. So if it doesn't happen in the first round, you go there in the second round. And if this doesn't happen in the second round, you can still go in the third round, but then make sure you get a seat. You have to change, because otherwise there's no free seat for others that also want to contribute. That's the mechanics of it. And if you want to stay on with the project after this cafe, let it the host know, and they will be most happy most of the time. Okay, so let's get moving. Hosts, go to your spots, and guests, find your host.
Instructions
now that the groups have formed first. Yes, I will tell that. And we need to have markers for every spot so people can, that they have markers. Okay. Good.
There are plenty of markers around the room. Many of them
Yes. So once you have formed your first circles, I will tell you a bit more. Okay, there's still lots of free chairs over here with Eric. Someone would like to join Eric? So you should be at least 2 people per circle. I should have mentioned that too, so that there is a conversation happening. Good. Okay, we are set. Okay, good. Can I have your attention just for a short moment, and then you can start. Every round of our cafe, so please be comfortable. We are in the cafe house. This is a Central European place where everything happens. The whole society in this region of the world meets over a coffee, and everything gets explored, decided there. be it marriages or be it new projects that change the world. So in this cafe house setting, be as relaxed as you would be in any normal cafe. And each round in this cafe tables that you are now sitting on, they have a modality, a guiding question that can guide you through all of the projects that are very diverse. But what is the same is the phase of conversation that you are in. And for this first round and the first phase, the question is, what is the quest behind the question? So it's like Frédéric Laloux described, there's something that is even deeper. What is the deeper space of source that ignites this fire that you want to burn? Have fun in exploring. I will tell you when the time is over. It is some 10, 15 minutes max. Please finish your current thought. Note it all well down, and then the round will close. Okay, so, fellow guests, please find the next cafe table to join. Never more than four, so move quickly to get to your next preferred table. The hosts stay, yeah. Be ready to receive up to three new guests. Okay, and there are really new guests joining, so please find yourself a free chair at any of our seven spots here, provided there are never more than four people around each flip chart. Okay, please form your new table groups. Okay, can I have your attention just for a short second? And then you will be having the best conversation ever. So this, well, that depends on you, of course. So this round has a new question to guide you. So first, of course, the hosts will tell you what the quest exploration has brought them to, and probably the whole project might have become something very different. So they will just brief you on where they are at now, not everything that has been told in the round before. And from there, the question to guide your conversation, your prompt is, what is missing? What are the questions nobody has asked? What are the, who is actually the client of this whole project, and so on. So please finish, complete the idea you're on right now. Note it all down on the flip chart. We will move on in a moment. So, guests, please find the last table for this cafe house conversations. And hosts, make yourself ready to receive new guests. Another round to get three new visitors. And then talk about the elegance.
So, please find the next Kaffeehaus group to join. So please find your next stop to stop on. And once the groups are formed, I will introduce this last round. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you might help Eric maybe to come sit up. Yeah, if it's not too boring, it's such a rich, or you ask someone to shift. Okay, Eric has only people that have already been in his round. So someone who could also go to Eric here on the action learning momentum. Okay, thank you. Good. So, the last round, of course, hosts, you will introduce what you have gotten so far. So where is your initiative now? And now this round is all about real action. And the idea is not to make a to-do list that we all already have, which is already too full, to even fuller, because then we know it, nothing will happen. The idea now is to find those actions that actually make your to-do lists more empty, that make energy to come into your project, so that everything that needs to be done could happen like by itself. That would be elegant, wouldn't it be? And someone who doesn't know what an elegant step would be, I got a hint from someone from the UK, they would say it's a graceful step. So beauty should be your orientation here. And find out together what are the elegant pathways to make this really happen, what you're burning for, after all that you have explored. But hosts can introduce that, of course, first, so that you see where you start from. And this will be a short round, so you will have something like 10 minutes, and they will give another sign. Jot down the last elegant steps that now come to you. Don't forget them. Be finished in a moment. So please build back our circle. So take your chairs, turn them around, so we have a large circle now with all of us inside. Yes, to the hosts, yeah. Okay, so please come back in the circle. And the hosts are about or have just received a sheet of paper from Alia. This is the sheet to take home what is the essence from your session. So please take a moment. You can take home the big sheet as well that you have been working on, so nothing gets lost. Everything will be photographed, so it's an archive. And on the smaller sheets that you have a moment to collect the ideas from your session just a little bit. And everybody else to just hold space for you as you do it for a moment. And please note down. I can. So please, I can use the mic actually. So please note down what is the essence from your session. So what's the central idea? What is it all about? Or in other words, what is the evolutionary purpose of your enterprise? Note down your elegant actions that you want to do, that you're setting out to do. And note down who is your team, meaning who wants to be in. Maybe some of the people that came to your place would like to sign on your sheet and say, I'm with you. Maybe some people here in the circle do the same, even if they haven't been in your corner yet. And maybe beyond the next immediate elegant steps, a bit of a vision, kind of how does the whole thing unfold. So take a few moments to note all this down
And once the first of you is ready, we would like to hear what you have to share.
We have a short time for the sharing from the hosts. I want to focus on the people who were not hosts and give them some space before we close. So, very short sharing from each host. Or if you don't want to share, you don't have to.
I'm Jean-Paul. I just want to thank you, Jill Trackers and Teal Spaces, for creating this space, which was so a very stable space for me, in which I could easily connect with other projects, with myself. So, thank you all.
Thank you, Jean-Paul. As you have been a guest in many tables, you may connect it to the spark that you didn't invite others to openly share with you and support. But what has happened to that spark that came to you in the beginning of this circle? What is your project? What has your own initiative become through the process? So that is the sharing. We would love to hear a few sentences from people that were more traveling from one coffee house conversation to the next. And whoever wants to share something, the mic is now in the center.
For me, it's so important to find out how we can address a more adult self in working together.
Experience. It was fun kind of poking in to a cafe and having opportunity to kind of serve something else, right? So I had the experience of not trying to collaborate or even reach consensus, but focus on the paper on the wall and just throw ideas related to the question in service of something else, which for me freed me up just to be me and play and be playful and have fun. So that was cool.
I came 10 minutes ago, and it was surprising for me because Reinert asked me, you can sit in one, just take a look on what is there. And when I came here, I had a feeling that this is the description of what I do daily in my work. And it's very surprising for me because it shows the synchronicity that actually there are a lot of people, there might be, that already all the ideas that we have, there are others that want to do very similar thing. And defining each other, not only through here, but generally, I think is the key point to move forward. So I still learned just by shutting up, because firstly I came and I wanted to talk, then I shut up, and I started to listen, and I learned. So this is my experience for this moment.
Yeah, just take it over. I also came in right in the middle, and I had one of the V-Space experiences right here, because you just walk in and you're part of the system and you have very good and caring conversations, graceful conversations right from the start. So thank you very much.
Yeah, so
I have a similar experience than the two last person. I ended up coming in the room and finding an empty seat for a project that's the most close to what I'm actually making in my life right now. And I realized that there's this overabundance of energy in me and in also the other project, and it's all about how do we receive this abundance and what's the container to connect. And I'm super happy that all the people are already making things and have the same idea, because I want to collaborate, and so it opens my heart to be in that space.
I had the experience when I was here in the third round that I found it a bit pity that we didn't have such a process at the beginning of the conference, because now it's the last day and now we have to leave, and now we come together and maybe we want to collaborate. So there were 5 days for possibility of that, but we didn't use it. So.
From the same impetus of wanting to collaborate, that's a natural expression of life energy in us, that from the same impetus came the spark of Next Stage News. How can we make this, we said, making the whole visible to the part and the part visible to the whole. Well, that's what Enlivening Edge does. And the new spark is, how can we do that in a faster action cycle with shorter form journalism that is more responsive to what is emerging? And that spark went through. It didn't quite become yet a prairie fire or a bonfire, but it's on the way, because it definitely gathered momentum from the lot of resonant input that that we received. And so I have a clarity about next steps. What I am committed to is to write an article summarizing of what came up for the project section of Enlivening Edge, and Drew Hansen offered to help with, and Stefan Münzner offered to be involved with this. So it's getting, I'm not the dancing guy alone anymore. That's how it feels.
Yeah, I'd like to toss in just a riff off of one thing that George said. Those who were hosts and have projects or are on the way to projects, and those who are still blowing on a spark or nurturing a spark, there are a number of ways to get in touch with people that might become your collaborators. Enlivening Edge is happy to provide a number of those places. We have, you can submit an article that we will put in our project section of the website. We have a community conversations that you can sign up for on the website, where you can meet any number of wonderful people for deep conversations and find those who resonate with you and could collaborate with you. We also have a Facebook group, and any number of projects can be talked about there, presented there, attract people from there. So if you don't, one of our goals for this session is that you walk out with at least one other person from this group, or that you remember from the conference, who's actually going to, you know, next week or within a week, you're going to be talking with each other and carrying this through. So we will be happier if you walk out with someone who can support you. And one of the other purposes that we had here was this process that we used today is, as I mentioned at the beginning, one of the ways of carrying out the famous advice process that Thiel organizations can use. So we invite you to use this as you go forward for a way of structuring the way you use your collaborators, if we will, or structuring a way to begin to help nurture each other's projects and bring them into existence. They will always continue to morph, of course, but this can help to shape those. We appreciate very much Reiner's development of this particular version of this process and guiding us through it today. So now I turn the mic back over again.
I'll present you with a potential title, and I'm putting it like a question. When you hear the title, if you would see this as a book, is this a book that would interest you? To just give me a short feedback. So those one who says you hear the title, and you're like, if I would see that, yeah, I would at least look into it a little bit. Is that okay? So potential title. A Koan for Humanity, the Not Named Questions of Evolutionary Purpose. What is happening? The microphone goes out and off. Okay. So the practical invitation, switching microphones, I will start writing it as a site, as an internet site. So we don't have to wait until the paper version is out. I put
I put my in the middle, so up there is my personal homepage, and if you come back like in 3 or 4 days, there will be a link to a Koan for Humanity. It might at that moment only have a title, but then it's going to be a growing project that you can read. And then I can add a blog, and then you're invited to join in, and it gets very co-creative.
A question? Why does you nennst es nicht einfach reinvention consciousness?
Share first. Thank you, everyone who came to this one. it's like a newborn baby. It feels like a newborn baby. And so I had a lot of input and diapers and things like that. So I go away with one project, filming about my experience here in the conference with that topic, fear. And context is decisive. I got that it needs specific qualities to face that fear, that it becomes empowering. And one notion, it's really like physically experienced. When fear is expanding, then it can chase the spirit of war away. And it's about small steps. And the context, so we were talking about, we can start with kindergarten, schools. It depends on where we work. This is useful, and this will be made useful for everyone.
Is there anyone who would like to ask for collaborators before we part?
I would just say I will be in there, in it. So.
Connect with people who are interested in this embodiment. Especially, I would like to connect with you, Katharina.
I have a question. Where do you make this available? Do we have all those inputs so we can, if we don't do it right now, that we can contribute and or connect?
I think George has some good things to say about that. George, would you like to talk about specific next steps of how people might continue to share and share this information? That's your passion.
Well, I find my passion refueled by this circle, and it manifest in a new articulation of something that can become just another expression of the evolutionary purpose of enlivening edge. Now I feel that it's about amplifying the impact of your work, whatever you do, amplifying the impact of evolutionary agents. Because currently we say in the motto that amplifying the evolution of organizations and social systems, but really it starts with you. It starts with the energy, the life-giving force that is in each of us. This is what we want to amplify, the impact of that force, using media in plural, where we have a number of different forms of presence, and in social media we have the website. Hopefully we would have soon the newspaper style, Next Stage News. And all that is not for their own sake, but for the sake for making our movement an evolutionary force, a force capable to shift the dominant paradigm of greed and domination into something that more like partnering and collaboration, and the old ideas of brotherhood and sisterhood, so that organizations and institutions become guided by the principle of making sure that everything is designed for the blossoming of the human spirit and human creativity and social creativity. And we can't do that without you providing the information, the news, what you are doing, and using us as a space of amplification, connections. That's all.
I'm drawing a blank in answer to your question, so I will hope that Rainer remembers. We did have some specific ideas about these.
Well, the very simple specific idea is based on your sheet, where you take a picture from and Aliyah takes a picture from. That can be the beginning of an article or a short news or a call for help, sort of small ad, minimum size article, maximum size, and enlivening edge. The practical summary of what George just said.
Yeah, and we would love to have copies of as many of these summary papers or pictures. On the summary paper, let me reiterate what would be very useful to put the name of the project, the evolutionary purpose of it, the next steps, the names and email addresses of any collaborators, and your name and email. There was another item.
Yeah, but maybe a few more lines on what is the larger vision there.
The larger vision, yes. So if you hosts would put that on your sheets and then share those with us before you leave. I wanted to call attention before we go to the things that we've built into this room that have been underutilized, in my opinion. But you see already lots of things over here, and we were hoping, I rejoice that we collected as many as we did of all of these elements that anybody knows about that in the next stage organizations movement. So feel free to just add in anything. It doesn't have to be yours. It can be just something you know about. And then put yourself on the map there if you want to. We'll find a way to create some networking from the post-it notes here, which have name, email address, and where you're from. And as you leave, pick up a sunflower seed, take it with you, become it, and plant it, and create an entire field of sunflowers, which would be the blossoming of your project. And on the way out, you can check out the inspiring quotations on these pictures as well, which are meant to represent the five elements of nature and the way in which ideas come into manifestation. This is all very carefully designed, which I had incredible joy in doing. I can't tell you. So I think we're drawing to the time when we could put the music on, unless there's a last thing that someone absolutely must say. Okay, good. Let's just relax into this energizing and to me, life-giving movement, music, and walk out with that inspiration. So
I'm a little bit surprised because I noticed a few minutes ago that I'm here the youngest, besides you, maybe we are together. And it makes me feel a little bit sad because I know I don't see many people within my age. And I have two things now to say. I don't know, 1 second will come intuitively. So first one is to be really courageous in what we do, because we have a great message, but somehow I feel there's always the problem in grounding it in organizations, very deeply there. And I had an experience where I went to one big corporate and I was just crossing the boundary. Like, these few people said I was disturbing and that I would break whole workshop. And it was really with bigger money organized and so on. But the result of this was that they came back, few people, and they made a project with us. So if we are just speaking out and we are courageous with all the projects, not like, because I don't know if it is really, you know, collective we space. I mean, you are the we space also. So go, you know, one step much harder. This is what I need for the work, and this is what I think can bring us much more forward if we would have this quality.
And it comes to me to remind us to check into our hearts to discover the latest updated version of our personal evolutionary purpose and how it connects to larger evolutionary purposes. We are purpose agents, a term that Thomas helped us gift us with. And staying connected with that is the fuel for the fire.
Thank you.